We're back with another episode.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed during the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler podcast series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent any specific employer, organization, committee, or other group or individual. The primary purpose of this podcast series is to educate and inform. This podcast series does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services.
It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off. It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off.
You don't come here for the facts. You come here for the entertainment, okay?
That's if you're it. Here for the facts, you're at the wrong
You're the
place.
Wrong podcast. We are here to entertain you. That's why we give a disclaimer at the beginning of our podcast.
Boom, baby.
We're here to educate and inform with entertainment.
Yeah.
That is it. All right, y'all. Welcome back to the... Whoa. Start over. All right, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. We are back at it again. One more time. Pump up the jam. Pump up the jam.
Pump up the jam. Pump it up.
Oh, yeah.
Does anyone actually know the words to that song?
No, definitely not. No it's way. Just Pump Up the Jam. That's it. I mean, the original person who sung it. How was your week this past week, girlie?
Sorry, that song's now stuck in my head. What is the... All right. And get your booty. Is that the Pump Up the Jams? On the floor tonight.
I don't know. I just remember the first part of Pump Up the Jam. So I can't.
I need someone to look that up. My week was fine. Only had one day off.
Okay.
That kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Work is working.
Okay.
And life is living.
That's awesome. And I love that for you.
Bada boom, bada bing. That's all I got.
Okay. Sounds like you had an amazing weekend.
I feel like I have like three brain cells that I'm rubbing together right now.
I definitely would agree with you. Absolutely. They're dancing around. They're
just
going to
speak in like hyperboles and shit for the rest of the week.
It makes great content. So right. I'm okay with that.
Real punny.
Yeah.
How are you? How was your week?
My week was super busy, y'all. And I'm going to tell you, like, this has been a very, I wouldn't say challenging, but God is amazing. We're going to talk about Jesus for a little bit. Okay.
I wish I had an organ or a... Keyboard.
Rev it up, and the Lord said. But I have had a very interesting week and a good interesting week. I feel like God has definitely been showing me some things about myself and about certain situations, and He's really been testing my faith. And I have learned how to not freak out this week, and I'm grateful for that. So I'll give you a little insight. Last night, or this morning,
last
rather.
Night.
You're going to just sing the whole episode.
I think I lost my patience.
So this week or yesterday, I came home from work or whatever. And you know how you just fall asleep on the couch? Well, of course I do.
No.
So because I can fall asleep anywhere at any time.
Singularly a you problem.
Exactly. So long story short, I fell asleep. I was supposed to wake up to meal prep for the week and all that kind of stuff. Wash dishes, do the whole nine. Well, I slept through all of my alarms and then I woke up at like 12 and then I was like, okay, I'm gonna just sleep for 30 more minutes on the couch and then I'll go upstairs, take my shower, do everything. That didn't happen because I ended up waking up at 3:24 specifically. And when I woke up at 3:24, I happened to look over and I see my part of my living room and my kitchen and my dining room are all flooded.
What do you think that means, 3:24?
I don't know.
We need to look up.
I was gonna say that you're personally the horoscope person. Yeah,
do you ever see 3:24? Like, my numbers are 202. I always see 202.
No. I mean, I usually wake up 2 o'clock in the morning, but 3:24 specifically, that was just the last thing that I saw on my phone when I woke up. And I was like, what time is it?
3 plus 2 is 5 plus 4 is 9. 9 is I'll look it up.
Okay. Well, tell me what it means. Anyway, okay. So long story short, there was a leak somewhere in the back part of my house behind my kitchen sink.
Jeez.
And I had to shut off the main water valve to my house. And home ownership is not for the faint of heart. And I think I've been bamboozled. And because I've, you know, God has allowed me to, knock on wood, to kind of be drama free in this house until this morning. But I am so grateful to God that it happened while I was downstairs and actually sleep on the couch. Because as y'all know, I love to sleep and I love to nap. And usually on Sundays, I don't get up. And I don't come downstairs until like 1 or 2 o'clock p.m.
You would have been
my whole underwater downstairs.
Noah, hold the ark.
Absolutely. So the new flooring that I put in, part of it got, you know, ruined or whatever. But it's okay. I got a plumber. He came out. God is good. He did an amazing job. I was able to make an insurance claim with my homeowner's insurance. And so we're getting that all fixed. But it was definitely a trying time. And I went to Starbucks and had a lemon loaf. So I didn't really care.
You know, if there's anything I can tell anyone out there going through a hard time, just put it on pause and go get a snack.
Absolutely.
It's all you can do.
It helped immensely.
I'm the queen of dropping shit that needs to be done right then.
I got wet towels. I got wet towels still on the floor.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Yeah, absolutely.
It can wait.
It definitely can. Like, I mean, I'm not in a rush, but I am going to bleach everything and stuff like that. And so I was just glad my water came back on so I could wash my behind because I was, oh, God, I was ranked.
Behind is an important thing to wash.
It is. It absolutely is. But I was just grateful again that I, you know, that God allowed everything to happen because could you imagine if that happened while I was at work all day?
No. Like, I remember that I had a pipe burst at the house when I was at work.
Yeah, you did. Thank God it was outside, though.
I know. That one was good. But
yeah,
it happens to everybody.
It does.
It just really sucks when it does happen.
Absolutely. So I called all of my friends and borrowed their husbands and stuff, which they were really great. They always lend their husbands.
I love a borrowed husband.
Listen, you gotta find friends who have amazing men in their lives. Like, don't marry somebody who's a jerk, because then nobody wants to use your husband.
No, that's why it's your responsibility as a friend to marry the best partner you can, so that you can pimp that person out to your friends.
Absolutely.
So that they can use that person.
I have borrowed so many people's husbands, and I'm so appreciative to all the wives out there who, number one, trust that I only need your husband for the purpose of my house, and that's it, for fixing things in my house. I don't want them for nothing else, but they've just been more than, you know, happy to lend their husbands out to me.
Do your patients tell you, like, I have so many patients tell me stories about how their spouse cheated on them with their best friend.
Oh, wow. Didn't expect that to go there. Okay.
Just because we were talking about.
Yeah.
You were like, I'm only using this. I have so many patients tell me. Because also, I'm just chismosa. And I have the face that people are like, I can tell you my trauma. I'm like, yes, you can.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for. I'm definitely on the clock. And I've had multiple people tell me that their husbands cheated on them with their best friends.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. Me and my friends, I'll take, for example, my best friend, right? Like, me and her husband, we all went to high school together. So we've all grown up together and have known each other since high school. And in high school, she was afraid to approach him. And so I used to make fun of her. And I started calling him my boo just to make her jealous, mm-hmm. right? No attraction to this man whatsoever. He's literally like a brother to me. And so to this day, I still call him like my boo. And everybody knows it. Like, everybody, his family, my family, my best friend's family, they all know that. Like, she can trust me in a house by myself with her husband, even when they were dating, when they were engaged, the whole nine. Like, I don't, and I'm not saying that, like, I just don't see how you as a person, if you're a true friend in that person, how in the world you end up doing something like that. Like, I don't want to ever find out.
You can be the hottest man alive. The second you start dating my friend, you get the ick.
Exactly. You're like a brother. That's it. Yeah. That's all I'm going to look at you as.
I'm just like, oh, you're dating her. She's crazy. And I know it. Y'all are icky. Go be icky together.
Yeah. I mean, and I can look at you objectively and I'm like, you're an attractive man. You're a handsome man. That's all you are. Like, you become, it's almost like you're genderless to a degree. Like, you're a Barbie doll.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see anything. Like, when you're dating my friends, I don't see anything. Even if you've broken up with them, once you as a man have been with my friend, whether y'all are still together or not, you're a Barbie doll. Like, I don't see you as attractive or anything.
What are we gonna
do?
What are you gonna hit on me? And I know you're dating my friend.
Exactly.
That's big. That's a red flag. You can't.
Yeah.
That's a red flag. You can't ignore.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Words are tough.
It's okay.
Today.
It's okay.
But I do know you shouldn't sleep with your friend's husband.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
And that's that on that.
Yeah. And if you're not, I mean, if you haven't been around each other's family and stuff and just, you know, I'm not going to ever use my knock on wood. I'll say that as knock on wood just because I'm not going to ever use my friend's husbands as a person to lean on and cry on their shoulder. I don't need your shoulder. Go take your shoulder to your wife. I just need you for the advice to fix shit in my house.
Maybe some manual labor.
That's it.
That's about it.
That's it. And here's the thing, too. Anytime I have ever called, you know, y'all know I talk about this all the time. I have a rule of thumb. Always call the wife and have the wife put the husband on speakerphone. I called my sister at 3:30 in the morning. Now, my brother-in-law is a pastor, so I really felt bad waking him up. But at the same time, I had water in my house. So I didn't feel that bad. When I called her phone, do I have his phone number? Absolutely. But I'm like, hey, can you wake him up? Put him on speaker. I always tell my friends, put your husbands on speaker if you're near them. They're like, just call his phone. No, I'm calling you. You put your husband
Keep
on speaker
on
and that's
it. Officer Goodbody DM'd me today.
Oh, really?
And I was with his fiance, and I was like, I don't know what this is. I don't want to fucking open it. Do you know what this is? I don't know what this is. She was like, I don't know what that is. He was asking about something about her, but I was like, hey, you can't know. It's supposed to be a surprise. But I just needed you to know that I didn't know what that was.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're not going to get me. I'm not going to get caught.
No. Anytime if your spouse or your significant other texts me about anything, I'm screenshotting that shit. Unless it's like, oh, I want to propose, then yes, I'll keep that a secret. But
not me.
If you're asking anything else, like, no, I'm a screenshot. I'm gonna add your significant other into the text message thread. Like, you're not gonna ever think that or have any room to say, well, Monica made an event. No, the hell I didn't. First of all, I don't want none of y'all men. I want my own. Let's be clear. None of y'all men can't get that. They don't got the weight requirement to ride this ride. Even if they did, they still would not, because I am loyal to you and I wouldn't do that. So neither here nor there.
It's so hard to find good friends.
Especially with good men.
Yeah. So like, you just can't.
Yeah. So I wouldn't know.
That's my friend.
And I'm going to stick beside her.
And I'm going to stick beside her.
Absolutely.
Anyway. Yeah. I was just thinking about that the other day.
Yeah. People have come through in a clutch. And especially too, when you are in a state by yourself, when your family is not here, have access to like your uncles and, you know, people that you know can do certain things like contractors or HVAC or plumbing and stuff like that. Like even with your cousin and stuff, like it's very difficult, especially when you're a homeowner, because again, you have emergencies like that. And I just tell people homeownership is not for the faint of heart. Rent for as long as you can. Don't, like, I don't care who lied to y'all and told y'all that homeownership, you're not wasting money. Baby, they lied to you.
Buying a house is like having a kid. Everyone's always like, it was one of the best experiences of my life. I love my house. I would do it again. It's such a good investment. Y'all forgot the childbirth fucking sucks. The 9 months leading up to childbirth sucks. Your feet get big. You're throwing up all the time. You're cranky. You just remember the happy baby. Same thing with the house. All the maintenance sucks.
3:30 in the morning of your house flooding.
Yeah, but everyone's like, oh, don't you love having your own place to live? Yeah. I mean, I guess.
Your HVAC. Listen, you can decorate an apartment. And I think people glamorize home ownership because people look at the decor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, home ownership is so much more than decor. I can promise y'all. You can always repaint your apartment walls back white. Okay. You can get renter friendly stuff. They got people on TikTok that do that all the time. Home ownership is having to, again, wake up at 3:30 in the morning with your part of your downstairs flooding and you got to figure it out.
And it can just happen.
But I'm learning as an adult though, and I'm grateful for maturity and I'm grateful for patience, that I am learning not to freak out. Monica, you can only control what you can control. You're not a plumber, so you can't fix it. So why get mad? Just go to Starbucks. And then I went to Starbucks. Stop doing that while the camera's out. Like, put your phone up to put your thingy. And hopefully I don't have to do that too much. I'm gonna start putting a computer in front of you.
Sorry, I'm just...
No, you can text it. Just stop putting your password in like that. But
if anyone wants to know listen, in the same vein, in my life, which this is probably one of my more toxic traits, but I'm just like, if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. There's nothing I can do. If someone wants to steal my identity, they're gonna steal it. They've already made that choice.
But don't make it easy for them.
I know, but I'm just like,
don't show them all your spades cards. See, I would never play spades or Uno with you or anything. I would never team up for a card game with you.
I would, because this is real. This is me, you know?
Yeah, and when a person tells you who they are, believe them the first time. So I believe you, and that's playing
games. And I'll never believe someone, because I'm like, what do you have under there? This is just a layer.
Says the woman who calls herself a liar. You ready to get on into our episode
today? Yeah, are we filming a podcast right now?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'll tell you who is a liar. Trey Songz. What were you telling about him?
Yo.
Allegedly.
I feel like we were just talking about how there was going to be a documentary about Trey Songz coming out.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that man has
Drake too.
Some skeletons in the closet. He was just sued $10 million for
doll hairs?
USD for exposing some woman's bilateral breasts.
Bilateral breast?
Hold on. X that. Rewind. Bilateral breasts.
Oh, okay. Like, were they at a party?
They were at a pool party, and it seems like she did not want her breasts to be exposed to the world, and he said, nah, fuck that. I'm gonna do it anyway.
Allegedly. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, but it happened in 2013. Not that that makes it any better, but I'm just like, are all these things just coming to light? I guess she sent him a letter last year. He pulled down. I guess they were taking a picture together. He was drunk outside of a casino in Connecticut. Are there casinos in Connecticut?
I've never been to Connecticut.
Neither have I. Yeah. Someone let us know.
No, I'm not going to ask that. I'm not going to sound stupid on tape. Nope. I'll ask you later.
I just feel like there's a lot of things weird. Like casino, Connecticut, Trey Songz. I don't know. But supposedly he was taking a picture with this girl. She was like, hey, cheese. And he ripped down her bikini top and was like, blah.
Yeah, that's assault.
Yeah. Okay, so here we are 10 years later, $10 million. He's going to court. What is the statute of limitations on ripping my top off?
I don't know, because there's a new lady who's now accusing Bill Cosby of sexual abuse and rape and from 1969. So I guess there is no statute.
1969. I wasn't even an egg yet.
My parents weren't even married
yet. Yeah. What? How long ago was that?
It's over 40 years.
Wow.
Yeah, because my parents were married in 75.
Well, and here's the thing. So like, part of me is always like, man, that's a long time ago. I think there's a statute of limitations. But then there's these people in the comments like of Trey Songz and of this, and they're just like, doesn't anyone think it's weird how all these black men are just getting these sexual allegations thrown at them these days? And I was like, because they're doing these things.
They're actually doing these things.
Like, people are coming forward.
Yeah. It'd be different if they weren't actually doing it, but they're actually doing it.
But they're actually doing it.
Yes.
So that's the other side of me. I'm like,
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing is, white people or white men do this probably just as much as black men. The problem is, again, as 45 would say, the media. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, people think that HBCUs, I remember when FAMU had their issue, they were just like, oh my God, we can't believe this is happening at an HBCU, at a university. And I'm like, do you know how many people get hazed in college? Like, that's the whole, unfortunately, foundation. Exactly. Whether it's physical, mental, emotional, whatever. And I'm just like, every school has that happen. It's just who puts it in the media, and that's it. Who brings the most media attention? And let's be clear, some of these PWIs, you're going to be like, yeah, who cares? But then, I'll get the black people over there. You know what I mean? So,
Crazy. That's what's going on with him. Again, can't wait till that documentary comes out. I feel like he's been real quiet lately. That's how you know a storm's brewing.
As he should be.
Him, Jonathan Majors, Mahomes' brother.
Yeah.
A lot of quiet people over there.
I think you should. I think maybe they have heard this podcast.
They've heard the good
news. To learn how to shut the fuck up.
About our Lord and Savior.
Yeah. Just be quiet. Like, sometimes being... Here's the thing that I've learned, especially this week. Here's the one thing that I've learned. You do not have to defend yourself. The truth will defend you all day. The truth will out. Like, I don't care how many ways you word stuff and how you try to flip it and whatnot. The truth at the end of the day will always be what it is. What's, and you don't have to manipulate it.
Ain't gotta be explained.
That's it. And sometimes, like, the more you defend yourself and try to add more to
what happens to every crazy person or every sane person that they call crazy, the more you try to defend yourself, the crazier you look.
The crazier you look. So just be quiet. Just be quiet. It'll go away. Something else will happen. I'll tell you what else did happen. You remember how we talked about AI last week and how, you know, AI is the father of AI from Google. He stepped down. And
I just listened to a podcast with him.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he talk about AI and the dangers of it?
He did. It was about AI and why he stepped down. And it has literally all left my mind in this exact second.
Yeah.
Well, but I did listen to it, and he basically was like, there will come a point when these computers think that we are the
enemy,
the threat.
Yes.
And there's no way to police that. Absolutely. Also, he was saying how eventually there could be a point where it's making up its own facts, its own news from all these things compiled. And there's going to be a time where you're putting into ChatGPT or you're asking the internet, like, you know, what's going on here? Or tell me these facts about this. And it's going to auto generate its own response based on its own, I guess, essentially feelings about the situation. Or, like, so you'll never know what's real and what's not, because you're getting it from the source, but it's not factual information.
Right.
So I didn't remember that part.
I mean, but I agree, though. I mean, I think the language that, like, here's the thing. AI is much faster in development than the human brain, right? And the thing is, the reason why it's so dangerous is because, like you said, it does not have a reality. It creates its own. Versus humans, we have a reality, and we're able to talk and communicate with other people that are in the same reality as us, right? But AI is creating everything itself, and two AIs may not be in the same reality at the same time. Now, granted, you could talk about that with humans, especially somebody who has a mental health disorder or something like that, or dementia, whatever. But for the most part, people without mental health disorders or diseases, you know, you're in the same reality at the same time. And these AIs, their communication is ever evolving, and they're evolving much faster, and they're not alerting you that their language is changing.
He was also talking about how the government was using AI for the military like a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, this is not what I signed up for.
Yeah.
And I just think, they're using it for wacky pataki shit that we couldn't even imagine.
Oh, I'm quite sure.
And yeah. I would just love to know what it is.
I don't think you want to know, because once you know, you can't unknow.
That's true. And then that's when they have to kill you.
Yeah, exactly. And that's when you're in the Matrix.
And that's when you're just randomly killed because you're the leader of Cash App.
And you're too awake. Still don't
believe that. Too awake.
Yeah, you're too awake.
It's the Matrix. Would you want to know the truth if you were in the Matrix?
Yes. I mean, ignorance is bliss. His life gets
substantially worse when he knows.
It does.
I will say that.
Because once you are awakened, you cannot go back to sleep. Mm-hmm. But at least you're not walking around...
A sheep for the slaughter.
True, but then you're walking around paranoid, which still makes you to a degree a sheep to the slaughter.
And then you're the crazy person.
Exactly. As long as you just don't say anything, but it's hard not to say anything
because once you're like, look around, everybody. That's why I know people hate to say it, but your friend Kanye, who knows?
That, I think, I think he needs to be medicated. The thing is, Kanye didn't lie about some things that he was saying. Like, when he was talking about his relationship with these companies and things of that nature, we know that to be factual. Because mm-hmm. even now, I think in the social media news, something about Adidas allegedly was trying to still freeze like $75 million of his account, but they were unable to do it successfully. And I'm like, yeah, you shouldn't be able to freeze anybody's money like that.
Yeah.
Even if you had a contract with them and he didn't fulfill his contract or whatever the case may be, sue him for it and move on.
Bad business investment.
Exactly. But I mean, so there are some things that Kanye has said that lines up with a lot of other celebrities and what they say too. But it's your delivery. And again, the more he keeps doing it,
he does need to work on the delivery.
He needs to work on the, and this is why he needs a PR person. Kanye is just like Trump. You have all these brilliant people around you and you don't utilize them. So you just keep going off the rock and you're like, people think I'm crazy. Sway, you ain't got the answers. Sway. Yeah. Sway actually does have the answers. Cause you can be awake and be, you know, it was crazy.
But anyway, I miss the 2000s. I feel like we got some quality.
No.
Pop culture moments.
Well, speaking of AI, the reason why I brought up AI is because apparently, allegedly, there was an AI-controlled drone that went rogue and actually killed its human operator in a United States Air Force simulated test. And apparently, I guess the report was that it killed the operator because that person was keeping it from accomplishing its objective.
How many movies do they have to make about robots for y'all to know? Don't fuck around with those. Do you have a drone?
No.
Neither do I. I don't even want my house to be smart. I don't want a smart house. I don't want Alexa to know shit about shit.
And I did have a smart home at first. When I first got my house, I was like, oh, this is amazing. And then you start going down these rabbit holes of how she's listening to you. Mm-hmm. And I got rid of all that shit. Got rid of all of it. So, yeah, I if my lights are left on downstairs, bitch, I just won't see it till the morning.
Yep.
So, yeah. So AI is dangerous. I'll tell you what else.
Okay, here's another question. Mm-hmm. Do you get life insurance if you get killed by AI?
I don't think that has been developed yet because it's such a new technology. It's not a new technology, but it's a new utilization
of this
technology.
Is that a murder? Who gets tried for that?
The AI don't. They'll just shut it down.
That's crazy. But so I guess theoretically, right? Go with me on a journey.
I'm going. I'm strapped in.
Buckle up. If you were like a supercomputer hacker person, someone much smarter than I, maybe went to MIT or something.
Okay.
Okay. You're with me.
Yeah, that's still smart.
If they were to hack into a drone or something and that drone were to kill you, could they get away with the murder?
Yeah, if you can't prove that they actually did it.
That's so
It's like a murder for hire. Hire for murder. Whatever.
You had it. I'm here with you.
Murder for hire. Yeah.
I wonder if we'll start seeing an increase of like electronic murders.
Let's not put that into the atmosphere. The blood of Jesus.
I don't want to see that. I'm just thinking, what a crime.
I think there's a lot of different ways that AI is going to show us better than it can tell us that we should have never touched it.
Well, like, just think about the first serial killers and how it took so long to find them because everybody was like, this is wild. What's going on? So what if someone starts murdering people with AI and it's going to take like 5 years before we're like, this is wild. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, we're always behind the eight ball, unfortunately.
But
yeah,
so no drone for me, thank you.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you what else is a no-go for me. Did you hear about that young 18-year-old who unfortunately jumped off of a cruise ship from Bahamas because his friends dared him to do so, and they called off the search after 2 days?
First of all,
his name is Cameron. What is his name? Kurt Cameron.
It was not Kurt Cameron. No,
it was definitely what was this young man's name? Cameron Robbins.
There's a couple things I want to talk about. One, There hasn't been like a chat, like a stupid challenge in a while, huh?
And yes, he's white.
We were all wondering. Yeah. There hasn't been like a Tide Pod challenge, a cinnamon challenge, an ice bucket challenge. I feel like that's are those gone?
Yeah, I think people are kind of over it now, so they're getting crazier.
Dangerous dares are fucking stupid. That's yeah, why
they are. You don't and have real friends if you do that.
Who off a cruise? It's not like a regular boat. Cruise ships are huge.
They're huge.
Why the hell would you jump off at night? And,
right.
In he choppy jumped off waters. At night.
And the thing is, they put the little. They gave the buoy to him, or the little lifesaver or whatever. And he swam away from it. And people were like trying to slow down the video. Because, of course, it's just super dark. And you could see something else flapping in the water or some other little trail. And I'm like, yeah, it's probably sharks everywhere. And then people were saying, too, that sharks are known to follow cruise ships. Because cruise ships are large. Because cruise ships oftentimes put their trash in the, what you call it. But, like, all their food and stuff like that. So the sharks are able to eat off of them. So that's why they follow cruise ships.
Have you been on a cruise?
No,
cruise I have not. Cruises freak me out.
I'm just afraid to get bed bugs.
That too. Okay, but also I feel like I've seen more cruises in the news in like the last 2 weeks than ever before. Did you see that Carnival cruise that went through that crazy hurricane or whatever it was?
Yes, I did see that.
You got me fucked up. Nope, absolutely not.
Because if y'all didn't know, it is hurricane season right now.
I will be calling the chopper.
Well, you can't.
I don't care. I'll jump off. I'll fight off the shark. You can send something down and get me. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I don't care how heavy your boat is. The ocean is bigger.
Again, how many movies do you need?
Yeah, Titanic was enough.
Titanic was enough. That movie in Thailand with the tsunami.
Called Tsunami?
The Impossible.
Oh, thought it was called just Tsunami.
No, enough. Listen, I don't fuck with the water like that.
Only 5% of the ocean has actually been discovered or like, insane. You know, explored. Not discovered, but explored. So I think you need to tread lightly. But I think also
stay your ass on land.
And I get it. You're an 18-year-old kid, but I just feel like we have to do better as a society with some of these challenges and just using common sense. And I get it. Common sense is not so common, especially when you're 18 years old. I mean, we've all done stupid stuff at 18 years old. Like, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm perfect because I'm not. I did crazy, stupid things at 18 years old.
Like what?
I'm not telling you because it wasn't on social media back then. But it I can tell you this. It didn't include jumping off of a cruise ship.
Yeah.
And I feel so bad for him, number one, but also to his parents and everybody that loved and cared for him. But I do not feel bad for his friends for daring him to do some shit like that. Like, why would y'all do that?
How high is a cruise ship, do you think? How tall is it?
It's got to be at least 50 feet. Got to be. Those things are fucking huge.
I know who knows.
Siri.
Also, I didn't realize cruise ships were huge orgies.
Yeah.
I keep seeing all these videos about that.
That's when you put your little your pineapple up and then people just get to going.
How high is it? It's telling me the length. It's not telling me the height. Hold, please. Should I ask how tall? Yeah, how tall? How tall is a cruise ship? 190 feet tall, average. Jesus. So, I don't know what I was going to divide that into, but 100, like 200 feet. 200 feet you jumped into the ocean?
You're correct. Like I just don't understand why we need to do stuff like that. Like, what does that prove? I dare you to jump in the ocean.
Testosterone, dude. It's hell of a drug.
I guess. And I'm just like, you and now you're dead.
That's the prize.
Like, that's
play
the,
stupid
the
games, win stupid prizes.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
that's a horrible way to go. 18, a baby.
Seriously. Like,
also legit. I feel like swimming in the ocean's really hard.
You like, think so?
Like, just treading that wall by a cruise ship? Like, doesn't that kick up?
Well, it'll suck you in, but they said that, like, the way the video was, it didn't look like he was sucked in by the cruise ship. It looked like he was, because he was going, getting ready to go toward the buoy, and then he started swimming away from it. And I think because he probably saw a shark.
God, the way I would piss my pants in that water.
You wouldn't be able to. You just die.
I just stop.
Just stop and just die immediately, because there's no way. There's no way. So our thoughts and prayers are with his family. Not the friends who dared him to do that stupid shit, but that's horrible. Y'all just checking on your kids. What were you telling me about, speaking of checking in on people, Dani Leigh?
Yo, I feel like she's been in the news. I just feel like she's always doing something, saying something. But most recently, it's because she has been arrested for hitting a pedestrian.
Allegedly.
That happened.
No, I know. I'll just always say that.
Podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to put an allegedly.
Dragging them at least a block.
Jesus.
Driving under the influence. Finally, someone, like another person, what are they called? Bystander?
Yeah.
Saw that happen, flagged down a cop. The cop pulled her over, so she couldn't pull him anymore. She was dragging a person who was stuck under her car that she hit.
Jesus.
How do you not feel that? What kind of car's driving?
Well, I mean, it depends on how drunk you are. You don't feel a lot of stuff when you're drunk. Didn't you get hit by a car and didn't feel it?
Shut the fuck up. How dare she bring that up?
I'm just saying. You were just like, I'm fine. Let's go to the bar.
That was adrenaline. That was not alcohol.
And that's exactly what alcohol does to you. It shoots up your adrenaline.
That's insane to me.
And this is one of the reasons why I do not drink. I don't like it.
I don't care.
Sorry, I just spit. I don't care what kind of celebrity you are. You're going to jail forever.
Yeah, for that especially, dude.
Yeah, it's different if you just DUI, you know, but you're going to jail for life. So did the person die?
I think they were hospitalized. She did have a really nice mugshot, though. Did you see it?
Okay.
She looked really good. She's really good.
She's a beautiful woman, so I don't think her mugshot was going to look ugly.
She slayed that mugshot.
Portia Williams has a really beautiful mugshot, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, but if you're a pretty person, your mugshot's not going to be ugly.
They said multiple people tried to get her attention and tell her about the person on the moped that was being dragged, and she did not stop.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're going to jail forever.
Wow.
My Lord. We got to do better, y'all. We got to do better as a society.
Her Florida driver's license with no insurance.
Why you got to bring Florida into it?
That she had a Florida driver's license.
Anybody can have a Florida driver's license.
The victim non-life-threatening injuries, including a kidney laceration and a spinal fracture. Okay, but still.
Okay, wait. Wait. Back it up. A kidney laceration can turn into you needing a kidney transplant. Okay,
I'm thinking. Also, a spinal fracture could be.
You'd be paralyzed. What are you talking about? Oh, but it's not life-threatening. What? Yeah, it can be.
Wow. She was drinking a bottle 1942 inside the car.
You going to jail
because I'm about to get wasted. I gotta.
Yeah, you about to go to jail forever.
Damn, and you're so. She's 28. And the thing is,
she was just featured on Beyonce's Renaissance tour as like a choreographer. Girl,
she was in a G-Wagon. That's why she didn't feel that shit.
But even in a Tahoe, you should be able to feel some.
Well, I mean, if people are drunk, you were though. Just drunk because yeah, if people are yelling at you, damn, dude, that's sucks. Well, I'm glad that person's okay with their non-life-threatening injuries.
Of a spinal fracture or kidney laceration.
Even if you bruised me and you were drunk, that you threatened my life. And the court will be hearing about it.
Yeah, because you ain't gonna never get your money.
She's lucky they didn't die.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of a person who passed away, unfortunately, in the news lately, we heard, or in social media news, you watch Wild'n Out, correct?
I did watch Wild'n Out.
Okay, so Wild'n Out, you know, DC Young Fly, he's a famous comedian, an actor. Unfortunately, his longtime partner, she passed away. It was reports that she was getting a mommy makeover and that she ended up unfortunately passing away due to allegedly complications of it. There are some reports that are coming out. Nothing has been definitive, I don't think, by her family or his family or her friends, but it's saying that she did not die on the table, that she was found unresponsive in her hotel room in Miami.
That sucks.
She was 32 with three beautiful children.
Dude, all these young people. Also, every day, I'm like wanting less and less plastic surgery.
Yeah. I think, I personally don't have an issue with plastic surgery. I really don't. It doesn't like you trying to enhance yourself or whatever your reasons are does not affect me. And I don't like to shame people for getting plastic surgery because I feel like if you feel like you want it, you should be able to get it.
If you have the money for it and you want it, then go get it, girl.
And even if you don't have the money, but you want to alter your body for whatever your reasons are, I don't think that anybody should judge you for that. And, you know, I did see a couple of comments of people saying like, well, this is why you need to leave your body alone. And I'm like that's not like, yeah. And I'm just like, y'all, like, even if you, yes, braces are not the same, right? Glasses are not the same, right? But at the same time, if people want to change stuff about their bodies, let them at the end of the day. And you should be able to do that without the fear of this particular result, even though, unfortunately, like, I don't know exactly what her mommy makeover included, but we know with BBLs and stuff like that, it's a very high risk of, unfortunately, complications because of the blood vessels and all that kind of stuff. So that is so sad that she passed away at 32 years old.
Do you think it's just because more people are getting these more invasive plastic surgeries, or that we're just hearing about it more, or that people are just dying more?
I think it's a combination of all three. I think people are getting it more because it's attainable. And what I mean by that is that before, plastic surgery used to be this expensive kind of venture, right?
Yeah.
Now people are going to Turkey, or they're going to the Dominican Republic and spending $5,000 and getting what would cost, you know, $20,000 here in the United States.
Well, and I guess people used to hide their plastic surgery. Like, no one wanted you to know they had it. But now people are like, I'm getting plastic surgery.
But you know what also is happening, though? People are getting plastic surgery without a long-term plan. And so people are going and getting BBLs, but then they're not... They don't hire like a company to help them rehab or to help them, you know, recover doing certain massages and all that kind of stuff. So they're just getting it and like going back to their mom and them house. And I'm
those
like, you can't
BBL
do that.
Massages.
They look painful as hell.
They are wild.
They're intense. And
after you get a BBL, they do these massages where basically all the holes, there's these holes that they still have in you and you massage all the fluid out through these holes.
Yeah, and it looks painful. I've seen a couple girls on a couple women on YouTube who have done it, and they follow the whole process of getting those massages.
How does it not get infected?
Well, I mean, I think the person, as long as you're clean
you
in what
cover
you're
it.
Doing, yeah. But I think also too, again, you have a lot of people who, just because you can pay for the surgery, doesn't mean you can afford it, and people are not affording the maintenance of it. It's just like even everybody's getting veneers now because you can pay $2,000 and $3,000 and $5,000 for the veneers, but you don't realize you have to get them redone in 10 years or something like that, and people are not keeping up with the maintenance. So then when they chip or crack, or you got to replace a whole grill, you're just like, well, I didn't think it was gonna be like this, and now your teeth are shaved down, you know what I'm saying? Like,
hey.
No, but I mean, you had to do that for
teeth.
No, there is nothing, but I'm saying, but you are able to maintain yours though.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who just, you get your income tax and then you're just like, oh shit, I'm walking around with a chipped tooth and I can't fix it. You know what I'm saying? So nothing's wrong with cosmetic enhancement. You know what I'm saying? But I just think, you know, it's just sad because too, allegedly this particular doctor has had a lot of complaints on him, I think.
Is it Dr. Miami?
No, it's not him. It was another physician.
I've heard things about doctors in Miami, like they're really good if you're like the Kardashians basically, and they'll do really great work, but if you're not, they will scam you out of your money.
Well, the thing is, I feel like, and this is coming from a Floridian, I don't really feel like Florida, the whole state, has really, with the exception of Shands Hospital in Gainesville, they don't, like, the healthcare system in Florida is not really good. It's just not.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, I mean, people say that about Texas too, and I think because I work here in Texas in healthcare, I don't really see that to a degree, but Florida's healthcare system, not so great. It's just not.
Ish.
And then when you put on top of that being burnt out, a pandemic, it's even worse. And especially South Florida specifically, which is West Palm Beach is down. So yeah, you got University of Miami, who cares about that? But they're the anomaly. But I just feel like South Florida does not have very good healthcare, but that's just sad. She was 32 years old.
On the other side of that coin, SZA just confirmed her BBL.
SZA's body looks banging.
Chef's kiss to her surgeon.
If I could
If
I could just get in a gym consistently and have my booty look like that, because I feel like I already got a SZA booty. Mm-hmm. I just need to work at the top for my glute meat.
Well, that's why she had to get a BBL. She was never going to have a SZA booty.
But I felt like her butt was already like...
It was a little poking, but it wasn't like that. She's
she didn't do some squats.
Well, I don't know.
She gained weight. So when you gain weight, if you gain weight in your ass, you'll be fine.
Or you can go get a BBL.
True. Yeah, listen. I'm not BBL shaming over
here. And here's my thing. Like, I think the best plastic surgery is obviously the plastic surgery you get that...
Doesn't look like it.
Right. And people are like, is that? And no one should sit there and guess, because if it's your body, it's your body. And like, you can do whatever you want.
Absolutely.
But it's so nice to know that you were right. Because everyone saw her. I was like, there's no way, dude.
Yeah.
She was so thin.
Well, the thing is, because that's why I thought it was natural, because I was like, she's gained weight. And especially women of color.
She's smart.
Well, no, but she definitely is smart. But I think most women of color, when we gain weight, it's automatically in the thighs and the butt.
Yeah.
It just is. Like, your butt is going to spread. Your thighs are going to spread. You're going to get thick in the hips, period.
Yeah. She just went from, she was always like slim thick, but she went to thick.
Yes, absolutely.
But yeah, love that we're being honest about plastic surgery.
I don't think it's anybody's business that you get plastic
surgery. It's not, but I just like to know.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, I don't understand why celebrities feel like they need to tell people, like, did you get any plastic surgery? It's like even with the Kardashians, people kept saying, oh, Kim Kardashian, did you get your ass done? What was it? Okay, so yes, you knowing makes you feel good, but in the grand scheme of things, why do we need to know that?
We don't. And also, you know, people are allowed to, like, everyone's, this whole big thing about Blac Chyna taking out her implants.
Yeah.
She's allowed to, that's not who she was.
And if she liked it at one point, yeah, I think that's great. But if she wants to do it because of whatever her reasons are now, that's also great too.
I know, I mean, not the same thing, but the same thing. But there's other people on the internet right now that are getting their breast implants taken out because they're just, yeah, like, you know, I've had them forever. I thought, mm-hmm, I wanted the size. I don't want that size anymore. Now I have kids. Now you have kids.
Yeah.
You've been,
yeah,
inflamed for the last 10, 11 years. Like, yeah, people change. You get the implants out.
And I feel like even like K Michelle, I think, has been very open, especially with the last few years with her journey and having multiple surgeries of getting a lot of those chemicals and stuff, toxins, out of her body that she had for, I'm not sure if she had a BBL or a Brazilian butt lift, I'm not sure exactly which one, but she's been very vocal about how, you know, she wished she would have never done it. And the reality, because she even had a show on, it was a reality TV show about, like, people who were basically botched and whatnot. And so she was kind of like the host of the show. Oof. But I think, you know, I think you want something because it seems amazing, right? And with anything, I mean, somebody gets a Tesla and they're like, oh my God, Teslas are amazing.
Until they blow up.
Until you get into an accident and you're like, damn, they really ain't fixed my Tesla. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think people are allowed to change their mind about whatever they get. I think that's why people should never confirm it. Just don't confirm that you got it. Like, mm-hmm, it's nobody's business but you and your doctor.
That's why the Kardashians have never confirmed it.
Yeah, but we know.
But we know.
We know. We definitely know. I'll tell you what else we know. When you go to a fast food restaurant, right? And let's say you get like chicken nuggets. On average, about how many sauces do you think they should be giving you?
So what is the year? Is the year 2023?
The year is 2023.
So because things have changed.
Right.
Because I expect less now.
Really?
Because what was the year when McDonald's was like, we're cutting the sauce?
That was probably like 5 years ago.
Okay, I remember it.
And they were charging you 25 cents
for extra. Specifically, because I was like, this is some fuck shit.
Yeah.
I would think for, let's say I'm a McDonald's 10 count nugget, I probably baseline need 3 sauces.
Yeah.
Maybe 4.
But you know what the problem is? Here's what I want to say to every fast food restaurant, especially who gets sauces. You personally cannot manufacture and like have a specific recipe for your barbecue sauce and your nuggets and or tenders or fries or whatever, and then expect me to go home with my regular ass barbecue sauce, because it's not the same.
It's not the same. It's, you didn't, a special, want it,
ingredient,
to be the same.
Exactly. There's a special ingredient. Even the Polynesian sauce that Chick-fil-A sells in the store, I have that.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
It's something in the package that just makes it sweeter.
They know what they're doing.
They do. So,
you know, I would like to meet the accountant, the finance person who sat down and was like, you know where we're losing all the money? Is in the damn sauce.
Yeah.
You bastard.
They probably just don't have nobody in the factories to put it in the boxes no more because it's COVID. People are like, fuck y'all, we want better wages.
Yeah, well, and I was okay with McDonald's because y'all are always trash. But then when Chick-fil-A jumped on the bandwagon and cut my sauces too.
Yeah.
You got me fucked up.
Well, Lil Boosie was in social media news because he was pissed off. He went to McDonald's to try to get a sausage biscuit, and so he wanted, I guess, 3 jelly packets, and he was like, I like my shit sloppy. So he was on the Breakfast Club, like, going off.
I do like jelly with my sausage biscuit.
Oh, wait. Hold on. God dang it. Hold, please.
I was a boy because they didn't give you no jelly. You know what them fucking people be doing. They did it to you, too. Fucking sausage biscuit, they give you one jelly.
You got to pay an extra quarter for the other ones, I think.
I'm not doing it, bro, like that. That pissed me off that day because I've been seeing McDonald's since I opened my eyes.
Absolutely.
Like, I've been going to McDonald's forever, bro.
When that cheeseburger, that double cheeseburger meal, the two of them, $2.99.
$2.99.
Bro.
$3.24 with tax, yeah.
So I get in my feelings with certain shit, and I just, and it happened in the airport before that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, can I get a couple more jellies? She say, you got one biscuit. I like my shit sloppy. I like my shit hanging off when you squeeze that bit. So I feel like they're not being paid extra to not give you jelly. If you was getting paid an extra fucking fee by me coming to this, man, throw two more the fucking jelly thing this big. You can't throw 3-4 more jelly. You love your fucking job too much. You're going to be working there a long time, bitch.
As he kept talking about it, he was pissed. I was like, I understand, Boosie. I understand.
There's nothing worse than getting home and not having sauce for your shit. Because, or ketchup.
Because, again, it's a special recipe. Like, the ketchup, I'm sorry. The ketchup at McDonald's, even though it's Heinz.
Different.
You get a regular Heinz ketchup bottle from the store. It is not the same. That McDonald's ketchup has sea salt, pure sea salt in it.
And sugar.
Yeah, and it's amazing.
Love it.
It makes any fries better. I'm just saying. It's just like the McDonald's Sprite. It's much better than the regular Sprite.
It's spicy.
Mm. So, yeah.
That would really piss me off at the airport. Because there's something about being at the airport where I'm like, I need McDonald's.
I feel like the food at the airport, though, is a different recipe. It's disgusting.
Oh, no. It's awful. And you always expect it to be better. But at that point, I'm usually so tired and so hungry I'll eat anything.
I think the only thing
that's really why they get away with it, because people are so desperate.
Definitely. The pizza is always disgusting. The Auntie Anne's is usually really good, but the Chick-fil-A is already subpar. Cinnabons are hard. Yes. The Popeyes biscuits are just horrible. It's just like, I hate airport food. I hate.
You know who has good airport food? Who? The Austin airport.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like the Atlanta one just because there's so many varieties. Have you ever been to the Hartsfield Jackson?
I will never go to the Atlanta airport again.
Why?
I lost my luggage.
But did they lose you?
They didn't lose me, thank God.
They are a huge hub, though. That's a big airport.
Well, and then every time I tell someone that, they're like, oh yeah, Atlanta airport, they'll lose everything.
Oh, absolutely. I'm like, what they the definitely fuck? Will. Allegedly. Yes, they would definitely will. Like, Atlanta airport is too big. And I hate to say this, it's run by black people. And as we all know, black people are just like, I don't work here. Get away from me.
You know, one of my favorite things about black people is
what?
That they call it McDonald's.
McDonald's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like the Walmarts?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. That's how I know I'm going to like you, if you say McDonald's.
I thought I heard something else, but I didn't.
I was like, McDonald's. That's what I said.
Yeah. If you...
You don't say McDonald's.
McDonald's.
You say McDonald's. Mm-hmm. McDowell's.
McDowell's, yeah. But mm-hmm. McDonald's, yeah. What were you telling me about Megan Thee Stallion?
I feel like we were just talking about whether or not Meg Thee Stallion and Partisan Fontaine were still together. True or false?
True.
True. And she was just at the Renaissance World Tour, shaking her fro with Jay-Z. He was not there. Party was missing.
Right.
Now, she hard launched via the public.
Yeah, I was going to say paparazzi.
Via paparazzi. Mm-hmm. That she is dating this Belgian soccer player. I'm sorry, football.
Football
Americano. Football. No, that's not right. Football is soccer. Football?
Football.
His name is what?
Red Hot. I don't know.
Red Hot? No, that's not it. It's Nice Chocolate,
Chocolate
Man.
Thunder.
Basically. I'll pull up his name.
Megan Thee Stallion and Chocolate Romelu. Thunder.
I don't even know how to say that. Y'all don't either.
Some black guy from Italy.
He's, dude, there's no way I'm butchering this name.
Let me see.
Romelu Lukaku. Lukaku.
Romelu Laku. Lukaku.
Romelu. Anyway, he's Dutch. And
how much is he worth?
Oh, that's a good one. Let's see. Net worth. He's a striker. Do you know what that means?
I don't play soccer or watch
it. Great. Okay. Well, he makes a lot of money. I'll tell you that. Let's see what his net worth is.
Okay, he's a millionaire. It's fine.
Romelu. He has a wife.
Oh,
a white wife.
Yeah, because he's...
Oh, he was dating a white girl in January.
That's right. He needs to go back with his black queens.
Ex-girlfriend. Yeah. Ooh, dating Meg Thee Stallion. Oh, the drama. What do you think his net worth is? Ready? Soccer players are worth a lot.
Probably $150 million.
Wow.
Was that spot on?
Did you look that up?
No. I just know football, soccer players make a shit ton of money.
He's worth $150 million.
Mm-hmm. Go do your thing.
Meg moved up.
Here's the thing, though, Megan Thee Stallion. I was rooting for you, and I just feel like, you know, Party, you know, he's a good man, Savannah. He's a good man. You know, and you was in a bad situation, and you was trying to get out of it, and he was there to help you. And I don't know what happened on, you know, behind the scenes, but I like Meg and Party.
They were giving, like, 90s, like, it girl rapper rap duo couple vibes. You know what I'm talking about?
They had just celebrated 2 years together, and I'm just like, oh, come on.
He held her down when she shot the fuck out of her foot.
Okay, let's not say that.
That motherfucker.
Yeah. But
he's
still
trying to get out of jail. Did you see that?
Man, keep him in jail. Your ass is staying in jail. You ain't getting out. Danny Lay gonna join you in a minute. Anyway, what are you talking about Blueface? Blueface.
Blueface. I would just like to say that I know almost nothing about Blueface, the rapper.
Has he put out music?
Yeah.
Tatiana. That's the song he did, right?
Oh, yeah. Buzz It Down, Tatiana.
That's the only song. Anything else? Nope.
All I saw is this video of him and about four pregnant women that he's claiming all are having his baby.
Really?
And they all look to be about 6 months pregnant.
Does he make really that much money? What does he do?
I mean, does that, maybe if you just have that one song, it just pops off?
Can't be.
There's no way. No. How do all these people have money? All these rappers have money.
They don't.
That have like one song.
I don't think they do. The social media makes it look like you have money because you keep seeing them all the time.
Well, if you have all these little babies, child support, the way that adds up and divides.
Look at Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap got a bunch of kids and none of, I'm questioning, he ain't paying none of the people.
Was he selling drugs or what was he doing? Yeah,
he's just got sentenced to prison. Jail, whatever. It is.
Prison jail.
He ain't got no money. That's why he was selling drugs.
Where are y'all getting this money from?
Maybe
that's why people policies. Do reality TV. They ain't got no money.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say, yeah, he was on Zeus Network, so I'm so quite sure they paid him a lot of money.
Yeah,
to be on there acting a fucking.
I just don't understand. Like, you'd where's your catalog, sir?
Krishan. Nobody really knew who. I mean, I'm not okay. Krishan makes Blueface famous.
Is she pregnant right now with his baby?
Yes, allegedly. He said he won a DNA test, but whatever.
A lot of people want a lot of things. Also, your name is Blueface. What the fuck does that mean?
Don't say nothing about Krishan, man.
She didn't come for me.
I'll tell you what else about a man. Shannon Sharp is leaving Undisputed with Skip Bayless. Remember how we are a Skip Bayless hate stand podcast? Amen, we hate sister. Skip Bayless.
Except for when he likes the Spurs, which was...
No, I don't even care when he likes the Spurs. I don't have the disdain for Skip Bayless that Charles Barkley has. But I'm grateful that Shannon is finally leaving him, because I feel like
end of an era.
I just feel like Skip didn't add anything to TV. Like, no. Was he ever even an athlete?
No. Wasn't he always just a reporter?
I think so.
Maybe he played in high school and he just has a chip on his shoulder.
Skip always acted like the kid who was best friends with the high school quarterback. And he always defended him to everybody because the quarterback made him look cool.
Yeah.
Like, he was very...
Or like the quarterback was naturally talented and Skip Bayless had to work hard and still wasn't as good.
And he was the water boy.
And
and the only reason why he was the water boy is because the quarterback was like, hey man, just let him be on the team. It's
please,
fine.
Come on. Exactly. My good friend Skip. So where's Shannon headed? He's got to have another show.
I have no clue, but apparently they bought his contract out. And so... But even like his podcast, I think that he had is also going with it to a degree. I'm not sure. But I think Shannon Sharp is really good TV. And I think they need to find him another, I won't call him adversary, but another person that he can go at it with.
Like
Shaq and Charles Barkley.
Yes.
Yes. He definitely needs his another like a duo like that.
Is he a Shaq or is he a Charles Barkley?
Shannon is definitely Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
So because he's not calm. He needs a calm voice of reason.
Right.
I think him and Jalen Rose, I think, will have really good conversation.
I love Jalen Rose.
Yeah. I think Jalen is like the Shaq of the duo. And then Shannon will be like the Chuck. Yeah.
That was good.
Okay. What were you telling me? Last thing before we get out of here or go to the rehab corner. What were you telling me about a particular student that was suing the school board?
Okay. I feel like we've talked about this multiple times about... For as much as we have nothing to do with sports, we're always talking about sports. True. We were talking about transgender athletes because...
It's Pride Month. Happy Pride. It's
Happy Pride Month.
With y'all gay asses. No, I'm kidding. Happy Pride, y'all.
I did not say that.
No, but I mean, listen, I'm an ally. I love the LGBTQ.
She loves gay asses. That's why she said that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm heterosexual. I'm an H. Part LGBTQ plus H.
It's a silent H at the end.
Yeah.
They don't want us.
They don't. It's okay.
We were talking about... how interesting we think it'll be and how we've always talked about how interesting we think it will be as more transgender athletes start competing and how schools will deal with that, considering there's two different, not leagues, but you separate teams, boys and girls teams.
Right, by genders.
Because by genders, mm-hmm. right? Biologically makes sense.
Yeah.
All that stuff. So, all that to say, there is like a 20-year-old girl in Connecticut. Her name is
Alyssa Fowler.
Alyssa Fowler. I would never live in Connecticut. I'm not rich enough. I feel like that's a rich place to live. I'm from Connecticut. Doesn't that give like rich?
No, it doesn't.
No?
You don't think it gives very much so cornfields.
Cornfields. Oh, I'm thinking like.
Except for if you go to UConn.
Yeah, I'm thinking like rich white Connecticut.
Or Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle is in Ohio, I thought. Does he live in Connecticut?
I thought he lives in Connecticut. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know.
Okay, well, I'll tell you my story as I look that up. So, this girl, her name is Chelsea Mitchell, mm-hmm. 20 years old. She's suing the Connecticut School Alliance Association, whatever the hell they're called, and the Scholastic Athletic Connecticut people.
She's suing some people.
Uh-huh. She is suing people in Connecticut because she said that while she was running track in high school, she lost like 20 times to transgender athletes that were competing against her. And that she is technically she's named herself the fastest girl, mm-hmm. biological girl in Connecticut. And so she wants the policy overturned that says transgender athletes can compete in whatever gender they're.
Is it affecting her ability to be able to?
She has not been able to place in a bunch of things because she's being beat by these specific transgender athletes.
As a college person?
Well, she's 20 now, which makes me think that, yeah. This was
and people who are trans are still competing against her at this point.
I think this is retroactive.
Okay,
like I think there were like maybe scholarships or awards.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. What is she missing out on?
She missed placing in all of these things and getting all of these accolades, awards, scholarships because she was being beat by these transgender athletes. And so that
caused her to have access to less favorable situations.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay. Makes sense.
Which is very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, this is the age old conversation that we keep having. And I'm definitely a person who feels like, trans athletes should have their own league. Because I mean, we've kind of talked about it ad nauseum, but I understand why she would do that. I absolutely do. Because it's, to me, it's not fair. It really is not. And it's not about not having representation. But I think, you know, I think just like even we have with different races, right? When you're talking about representation, you want, like, look at the Little Mermaid, right? And having a black Little Mermaid, other black children are able to see themselves within this particular character. We all know it's fantasy, y'all. But at the same time, you're able to still see yourself, right? And I think even with people who are trans or trans people, I think having a league by themselves or to themselves is not exclusive, but it is inclusive to them. Mm-hmm. Just like, again, we talk about para athletes and Paralympics and even Special Olympics. Like, people who are a part of Special Olympics cannot participate in Paralympics because they are not in the same category. And so it wouldn't be fair to allow somebody in Special Olympics to then compete in Paralympics. And then these Paralympic athletes are blowing them out of the water because, again, the makeup and what is going on with them is not the same. And so I think, you know, to be on the safe side and to be fair to everyone involved, to trans people, to men and women athletes, I think you should have, trans people should have their own own division. Yeah.
A league of their own.
Right. Or their own division. So you can, just like you have the men's 400 and the women's 400, you can have the non-binary 400 or the trans 400. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. it's not like it's impossible for them to do because they do the same thing with Paralympics and Special Olympics. Like, you, and you still have those categories.
Yeah.
So I understand where the student is coming from. I do understand where trans people are coming from as well too. But I think, because I am not trans, I understand the perspective of non-trans over that. You know what I mean? So
I would assume that if I were a school district and I opened some kind of transgender league specific mm-hmm. to those people, parents would be in outrage because now you were being supportive and welcoming and, you know,
Yeah, but I think
it's all of those things of this whole group of people.
But I think it's already happening too, because parents are pissed off that trans athletes are competing against their children.
Well, I know, and now you're just pissing people off because these girls are like, I've worked so hard.
Exactly.
And, you know.
So I think being more inclusive to allow trans athletes to have their own separate category actually helps everyone involved. Like here's my question. How does it not help to have trans people having their own particular, not league, but their own category? How is that not helpful?
Well, I'm sure they don't want, I don't know, but I would assume they would just want to be included, not.
But you're not
their own.
But you are. You know what I mean? But that's what I'm really trying to genuinely figure out. How if you are racing and competing against people who are just like you, mm-hmm. right? There's no room for discrimination at the end of the day.
Well, it's easy for individual sports, but then what about group sports? Do you have enough people to participate in soccer and football and basketball?
And I think that's the other piece of the puzzle where people are like, some people, and I've seen people's opinions on social media. This is not my opinion, but some people on social media are just like, well, trans people are such this small subset of people, so why are we making all these accommodations? And I think, honestly, when people say stuff like that, you have to be fair across the board. Like, you can't just say, well, it's only two trans people, so why do we care about these two trans people? Like, no, yeah, you have to still care about them. Like, that's not
because
fair
if they
to
want
them.
To play sports, they need to be able to play
exactly
sports.
But I think there needs to be a certain way where it's fair for everyone involved, and that people like people who identify as or men and women athletes or male and female athletes do not have to compromise what they want and what they desire to be accommodating for somebody else. There can be another part of it. It's just like the KKK, right? I'm not comparing the two. No. Okay, I'm not comparing the two. I'm just saying, if the KKK are for Aryan white blood, right? Like, and then a black person says, well, I want to be a part of this group. Okay, buddy, you got to make your own.
You can't.
Change. I don't know.
We'd love to have you. Exactly. But the way it works.
Exactly. It's like, we're not being exclusive and saying that you can't be over here, but let's you create something of your own is the point.
So transgender people need their own KKK.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's what it sounded
No, I was just trying to give an example. I was not comparing the trans community to KKK.
You could
KKK.
Not pay me to work in, like, school admin right now.
Oh, I would love to work in school admin.
Right now. It seems like you can never make anyone happy.
Yeah, you can't. But that's the point. The point shouldn't be to make anybody happy.
It's just to make it fair.
This is the standard, and we're making it fair, and we have a board of people who vote on it. And we can open it up to the parents as well. And if we all agree on this, I don't care what your opinion is at the end of the day. It's a democracy. Let people vote. I think you get into trouble when you start making dictatorship decisions. But at the same time, if that team votes on it, you can't come back and be, well, I contest that to a degree. It depends on what the subject matter is, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I just think it's interesting. I think it's going to start happening more and more. And I just want to see how people deal with it. It's so interesting.
Because then what do you do with if professional athletes, professional trans athletes?
What do you do when they start going to college and those kinds of leagues and then getting jobs?
But I think these colleges, though, they have a lot more leeway because they're not shareholders, but they're boosters and they're alumni mm-hmm. who give back. Baby, they ain't gonna fight for y'all if it fucks up their money. I'm sorry, they're just not. They're gonna be like, equality for all on the outside, but privately, they're gonna be like, no, we ain't changing shit.
We need this money.
We need this money, so we ain't gonna change nothing. If our supporters say that they don't like it, we don't care about it.
Yes. Do you remember? Yeah. You probably don't remember, but a couple years ago, this big thing was going on at UT when everyone was doing the like, all of our schools are racist. Mm-hmm. We need all these statues gone. Shit. Yeah. And UT was like, yeah, there's some super racist stuff here. Let's try to get rid of some statues. And people were like, well, the fight song's pretty fucking racist. It's about watching slaves in the field and making sure they don't run away. And the boosters went nuts.
Please sing this song. What's the words?
It's the eyes of Texas are upon you all the live long day. The eyes of Texas are upon you. You cannot get away. Don't you think you can escape them? Early in the morn, the eyes of Texas are upon you till Gabriel blows his horn.
Whoa. Fuck you, UT. What?
That's sing it proudly.
As a black person, you sing that song
we
proudly?
We all sing it. And so they were trying to get rid of the fight song. And the boosters went nuts. And UT was like, that's enough of that. We're not getting rid of it. We can't.
We're just gonna slowly. They're like,
we'll get rid of the racist statues, but we will not get rid of the song.
Ooh, yeah, that's wow. And see, and that's why people start talking about this wokeism is messing up our society.
Yeah, because it's fun. And then when you know the context, you're like, ooh.
Well, that's just like, okay, you know, nursery rhymes, when you sing them because you're not paying attention to the lyrics. Mm-hmm. But then when you get older, just like,
ring
you know,
around the road,
love and see? Basketball at when you were a kid is an amazing love story until you're you like, start going through some shit. And you're like,
toxic.
He wanted her to chase him? Hell no. You know, but then like, even like, you know, do your ears hang low? Do they wobble? Don't dance to that because you know what that's from. They used Dumbo? To cut off the ears of slaves and then tie them around their neck as a fucking necklace.
What the fuck?
Yes. But as a kid, you don't have that concept.
Well, and at what point are you just like, well, everything's rooted in racism?
But it is.
You know?
Like, here's the thing. The more you fight against the reality that everything is about race, the more you're going to be looked at as a racist because you keep denying it. Yeah. Like, well, goddamn, I can't even eat no damn chocolate ice cream. It's yes, because like the slaves couldn't eat chocolate. I mean, vanilla.
If you ignore it, you're a racist. And if you overly examine it, then you're just being super sensitive, snowflake, that everything has to be about race.
Or you're too woke.
Yeah.
Which the definition of, like, I love how white people have, like, turn the definition of woke into this, like, and this is wokeism, and I'm like, what does it even, y'all can't even explain what it means. There's no you can't even tell what the definition of woke is. Like,
if you have to ask, you'll never know.
But yeah, I mean, I think equality is great, right? I think equity is even better. That's all I'm saying.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Well, I mean, you know, our ancestors have been saying that for a long time. I think even with segregation, we talked about, or integration, I'm sorry. You know, integration was the worst
thing. You know, the thing we really wanted was segregation, but they just went the opposite.
I keep saying this to this day. I think integration was the worst thing that ever happened to African-American people to a degree, because I feel like we were thriving if we could have just been left alone. I just don't understand why people just can't leave people alone in corporate spaces, in personal spaces, in life. Learn how to leave people alone and allow them to just exist. Mm-hmm. We had our own banks. We had our own hospitals. There were growing populations. And what happened? Y'all are growing over there. Damn it. Tear it down. You know what I'm saying? It's just... Yeah. You know, but equity is where it's at. Like, I don't want to be, that's like today when I was going to Lowe's for all this stuff, and I was talking on the phone with my cousin, and I was just like, I don't want to ever be equal to a man. That is not the goal. Like, I don't know where women got this idea from, but I have never wanted to be equal to a man. Now, I do want equity, okay? I want the equity of a man, but I do not want equality to him. Go and take that trash out. I believe in, you know, societal gender roles. I absolutely do. I cannot touch this trash. Go ahead and do the stuff outside. Yes, I can do it now, but at the same time, I should have the choice to do it. But I don't want to be equal to you. I just want the equity. And that's it. And that's what black people have been asking for a long time. We don't want to be equal. We want equity. Anyway, you ready to go get on to the what?
Yep. Mm-hmm, let's go.
The rehab corner. Oh, yes. What are you watching?
What am I watching? Me, Alyssa. What are you watching? What have you watched?
That means you haven't watched anything. I'll tell you what I've been watching. The Shiny Happy People, which is a new documentary on the Duggar family.
Is that what it's
Amazon
called?
Prime.
Shiny Happy People?
Shiny and Happy People. Y'all, if y'all have time to go watch that, it's free on Amazon Prime if you have Amazon Prime. That documentary is something serious. And I've always known that the Duggars were in a cult, allegedly.
Because who the hell has that many kids?
Like, on purpose.
On purpose. Also, it was starting to, like, your health and the kids' health. Like, no. Yeah. Absolutely not.
It was, to me, first of all, by your hair. I mean, it's like what's the thing called? The play people, the FLDS? What are the people called?
LDS?
The LDS?
Latter-day Saints.
Where I get the F from? I don't know.
The fucking Latter-day Saints.
The Federation of Latter-day Saints. Maybe. But yeah, I knew they were in a cult. But
also, they were in a show on TLC, and I stand by this. Every TLC show is rooted in evil and bad, and nothing is good. It's all just like they want to exploit these people. I mean, everything is exploited. But
well, they talk about that in the actual documentary about how
there's something about TLC, man.
Well, see, here's the thing. TLC, remember, TLC used to be this very documentary-esque channel where they used to have birth stories and Discovery Channel type stuff. Exactly. But even before that, it was very boring, like very repetitive stuff. And it wasn't until they started filming the Duggars that they started to tap into this reality TV lifestyle and started, number one, adapting that way of doing television, and that's why they're so successful now.
I do remember that birthing story show. Yes, and it would just follow different women.
And it was real people. It wasn't like, you know, scripted and all that kind of scripted reality or whatever. And so, but the documentary is really mostly talked about by Jill, who's the fourth oldest, I believe, her and her husband, and she's pregnant in the what you call it, I think she's already had the baby. And then Cousin Amy, she's, you know, quote unquote normal person. She's able to do whatever she wants to do. But it's a very interesting documentary. I definitely think that you'll like it.
That, okay, so like that show, Sister Wives.
Yes.
John and Kate Plus Eight. Honey Boo Boo.
Yep.
Toddlers and Tiaras was fucking weird.
Yes, it was.
And super pedophily.
Yeah.
And even 600 Pound Life, I just don't like the way they portray some of those people.
So don't come back to 600 Pound
Life. No, I know, but I just, there's some things about it that I'm like, this feels very like this so is that you so look 1,000 pounds awful towards these people. But there's just a lot of shows on that station, specifically that I'm like, you are just, this is horrible to do those people.
Yeah.
Also, if you get on a Honey Boo Boo rabbit hole, so fucked.
It's a dangerous place.
And the way that show just helped propagate all of these things so that they could still have a seat. Oh god,
absolutely.
Awful.
And then what reality TV turns you into, unfortunately. But
I have seen the Duggar previews and I want to watch
it. It's really
it.
Good. I think it's like 4 or 5 episodes. I'm only on the second one, or I finished the second one, and I fell asleep and then woke up to water in my house. Anyway, you ready to go on off to the rehab corner?
Yeah.
All right, let's head on to the rehab corner.
Welcome to the rehab corner, a place where we restore some order. Take a look around and sit your ass down. We don't play around in the rehab corner. In the rehab corner.
So in the rehab corner, y'all, we're talking about two different topics, workplace communication. What are your thoughts on workplace communication?
It's funny you ask. We were talking about that today.
Yeah.
This is probably not what you were talking about. I need people at work to realize that, like, it's okay if your coworkers talk shit to you. Not like mad shit, but just if they say something that doesn't sit right with you.
Yeah.
That's just kind of like, oh, that's weird that they said that.
Like what? Give us an example.
Like if you ask for someone's opinion about something at work and they give you an answer that you weren't specifically looking for or doesn't agree with your opinion, they're just your coworker. Just leave it. That's okay.
You don't have to agree.
Not everyone has to agree. Not everyone has to have the same opinion. Also, people at work can just be people at work. Mm-hmm. Treat work like you're on a reality TV show. And these are just characters you have to interact with and then leave them.
Because it's not real.
Because it's not real. You can take what serves you and leave the rest.
You know what I think also, too, with regard to workplace communication? I feel like people do not listen. People out there have a very hard time listening. If I ask you, what color is your shirt? What's the response that you would give me to that question?
Teal. Blue. Why?
Right. Teal or blue, right? Yeah. That's what I asked you. But if I ask you a question, what color is your shirt? Well, I mean, you know, it has parts. That's not what I asked you. Oh, like when you start giving a dissertation or you start talking about something totally different because you're in your feelings or you're on the defense. Like, I just need for people to understand and respond to what you're being asked. Okay. Clear, concise, concrete information.
Yes. That's it. Please stop trying to get your validation that you're not receiving at home from your workplace.
Like, what did you even hear? If I ask you a question of, well, if I communicated this, was it clear when I communicated? Well, yeah, I mean, you know, because I can understand how this is. No. That's not what I'm asking you. Like, I'm asking you, you personally, what I said, was it clear? Like, please repeat back to me what you heard me say. What did you hear me say? Well, I heard you say so-and-so. You didn't hear a damn thing I said because that's not what I said. Like, it's so weird. Anyway.
At this big age, what my workplace will not do
is consume me.
Is disrupt my peace.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, anything else you can talk about before we get out of here?
No. This may or may not be our last episode for a little bit.
for a couple weeks. Just for we're a taking couple a break. Weeks.
We're taking a break. Summer Lovin' had me a blast. You know, we're
this is 130. Go back to number one and start over. Jesus, Lord.
Come on, you've got content for days.
We'll let y'all know if this is the last one or not, but. We're hopefully we can squeeze out one more before the week is out, but we'll see.
Don't say squeeze out. That sounds.
We'll try to get one in. Yeah. That sounds even worse. That sounds very.
We're trying to rub one out before. Yeah,
we'll try. We'll try our
before
best.
The end of.
But
the...
if not, this will be. We'll just take a couple week hiatus, but I'll still be post. We'll still be posting. Darren will still be posting on social media.
Darren needs.
But
to be
there. Yeah. So anyway, y'all have an amazing week on purpose. Y'all remember to spread love.
Spread light. Don't forget to laugh your face off. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fallis. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at The Face Off Pod. Be sure to tune in to The Face Off every Tuesday where new episodes are released. It's the